Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Headword Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is Program 5 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week, February 1st through February 7th, in the Great American Old West? February 1st, 1876, the, quote, be on the reservation or be declared hostile, unquote, declaration. Having passed the day before, the Army acts immediately to deal with recalcitrant Indians. Involved are Brigadier General George Crook from Fort Fetterman, Wyoming, Colonel John Gibbon with troops from Fort Ellis and Shaw, Montana, Brigadier General Alfred Terry, including Custer's 7th Cavalry from Fort Lincoln in the Dakota Territory. The plan is to encircle and thus trap the, quote, hostiles, unquote. February 2nd, 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Tratado de Guadalupe Hidalgo, officially entitled the Treaty of Peace, Friendship, Limits, and Settlement between the United States of America and the American Republic. It's the peace treaty that ended the Mexican War, 1846-1848. It defined the Rio Grande River as the boundary for Texas and gave the United States ownership of California and a large area comprising New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and parts of Wyoming and Colorado. Mexican citizens in the newly annexed areas had the choice of relocating to within Mexico's new boundaries or receiving American citizenship with full civil rights. Over 90% chose to become U.S. citizens. February 3rd, 1889, Belle Starr, Myra Maybelle Shirley Reed Starr, notorious outlaw, horse thief, friend of the Youngers and the James. She served prison time and was once accused of stagecoach robbery. Born circa 1848, at age 40, Starr was killed from ambush, shotgunned twice by unknown persons near her homestead in the Indian Territory, Oklahoma. February 4th, 1865, the Battle of Mud Springs, Nebraska. As a tide of Indians moved along the South Platte River, they came upon a stagecoach station with a telegraph and 14 men, including 9 soldiers, behind log and sod walls. Over several days, as reinforcements trickled in, an inconclusive battle with an increasing number of Indians, first Sioux and then joined by Arapaho and then Cheyenne, left 1 soldier dead and 8 wounded. The Indians captured a few army horses and several hundred cattle with no admitted losses. The reinforcements, the booty in hand, and the need to keep up with the rest of the migrating Indians apparently spared further attacks. George Bent, son of William Bent, an owl woman and a Cheyenne warrior, was president for the migration and the raids, and he certainly heard firsthand Indian accounts of the times. Later, he would recount Indian side of the stories. For your information, bullets from 21 different types of firearms were found at the battle site in 2008 and 2009. The Spencer carbine was likely the most common weapon on both sides. These things usually happen after grass fires and forest fires when they can get in there and find this stuff. February 5th, 1864, Armory Hall in Aurora, Nevada. Citizens vigilantes haul from the Nevada Saloon and lynch the Daily Gang. The hapless gang members, the leader, Three-Finger Jack McDowell, John Daly, Jim Masterson, William Buckley. Seemed like we heard these names before. February 6, 1865, the immense northbound band of Indians, estimates run to 4,000 or 5,000, Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Sioux, crossed the North Platte River on the ice and camped among the bluffs about 5 miles north of the river. Here they were joined by the raiding parties that had been terrorizing the South Platte River Valley, resting the people and the horses for the 40-mile waterless in the wintertime trek across the Nebraska sandhills. They also thought that they had some time to enjoy some of the spoils of their raids. It would prove not to be so. February 7th, 1854. Died of pneumonia in Washington, D.C. Mountain man Thomas Fitzpatrick Patrick Broken Hand, age 55 or 56, a trapper, a trader, head of the Rocky Mountain Fur Company, guide to the Bartleson Bidwell Party in 1841, John C. Fremont's second expedition, 1843-44, and Colonel Philip Kearny in the Army of the West all to California in 1845. Fitzpatrick helped negotiate the Treaty of Fort Laramie, 1851, the largest council of Native Americans ever assembled on the plains. This is Program 6 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.